the 311 base.
So we'll take a look at Juju here on the main screen. We got Juju full health. Mortar spam beat coming in behind him. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chasers.
We'll be right back.
AskBurnForbiddenNinjas.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Alex Twin from StayMadAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, welcome to the abbreviated version of Urban Radio. I am your pimp in the box, Oswald, as we cover the terror from the inside right here on Urban Radio. Going to take a look back here on the past week, see what's transpired. It's been somewhat of a busy week, not only for the development team, but for the entire community. Along with some of the regularly scheduled clan matches that you might have caught here on TSN. We've seen a few claims that Punkbuster does still not work. But based on a few casualties this week, I think some have begun to think otherwise. Regardless of the naysayers, I'll continue to preach that Punkbuster kicks my ass. We'll have a small code update. Density continues to basically work backwards as he and 27 try to make some more progress on the patch here. We'll cover this and much more as Urban Radio leads up to the TSN pregame show for a little OGL capture the flag action. Before we go any further, I got to set up the Urban Radio server. Going to get a little more music here. A little Donka Jones, Santa Love, right here on it, TSN.
Get a little
And a quick shout-out here to Hornet OSX asking me when am I going to play something that does not suck. Hey, Hornet, how about you send a private message to Mungo Zen, and he will get something on the air that does not suck. Little Donka Jones there, Sound of Love right here on Urban Radio on TSN. The Team Sportscast Network, we are back again. Welcome to Urban Radio. I'm glad to be bringing the community up to date here on the poop that's been going on here the last week. As the community still waits for the Beta 2.6 patch. Going through the forums the past week and some conversation here on IRC, community still continues to voice pretty loud opinions, as we fully expect them to, of Beta 2.6. Much of the conversation still centers around the high explosive grenades, the SPAs, and of course the missing Colt M4 model. Final word on it, the M4 Colt is not coming back. So all the whining, all the bitching, all the complaining is not going to do you a bit of good, because we continue to, we're going to continue on with the LR300 ML by ZM Weapons. So if you don't like that weapon, then my suggestion to you is to learn to use the AK-103 or the G36. Sorry, a little gas here in my chest from the the beer and the ham I have going here as I just got home from work, and trying to get all this stuff together here for you guys so we can have a short show here. As I said, we're going to be leading up to the TSN pregame show right here on the Team Sportscast Network. Tonight we're going to feature a OGL CTF match. Wild cards being challenged by the number 2 clan, Pain Incorporated. Your shoutcaster for this evening is still up in the air. It's either going to be myself, Vansilly, or Tapper. All three have expressed interest. I believe my name is actually slated on the card here, but that could change between now and an hour from now. So we'll hang loose on that. Hopefully some of you will decide to jump over to Server 2 once we make that change and continue listening to Urban Terror. The patch. Yes, the patch. We've been working on it now for, about 3 weeks? You figure it was, just about 3 weeks ago tomorrow that we actually released 2.6. And we did say that we would be working on a patch, and that patch is currently being tested around the Urban Terror community. Is on some of the servers, both Team Survivor and CTF. But currently this patch does not, and I repeat, does not address any client-side issues. It's only intended for server admins, and we're looking for feedback and logs from them only. So clients need not apply. No reason to ask me, hey, can I get the patch? No, you cannot get the patch. Server-side only, and I'm not sure if Blade Killer has it up and running on the HOH Urban Radio server today, but chances are, you know what, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference if it was on there or not. And I'm sure there's going to be somebody who says, but Oz, my ping was lower, or I could get on. I didn't have that off-client key thing. Okay, whatever. Speaking of the Urban Radio server, may as well give it out, 64.180.91.203. You can also go to urbanterror.net. Click on Urban Radio. There is a link to the server page. That'll give you all the information. Today we are playing three maps. Count them, 1, 2, and 3. Those three maps, Subway 2, which is brand new released by Lerth. We're also playing Twin Lakes 2, and we are finally playing Rommel. Those three maps are the maps you need, so if you don't have Subway 2, I suggest you go find it. It is actually... I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, well, we'll get back to it here in a second. I got to type one thing in here very quickly. All right, sorry about that. Had to take care of a little business there. Punkbuster, to all the naysayers out there, as I said, Even Balance continues to make strides in their development and implementation of Punkbuster in Quake 3. It seems this week we did have it confirmed, a bot usage. A few issues came to the forefront. Unfortunately, some might try to make this into a witch hunt, as I said here. On the forums, people calling other people out, things like that. So, you know, I didn't think that was too cool. Granted, a cheater, once a cheater, always a cheater, but hopefully we can take somewhat of a professional approach to this and not go out to hang everybody. But, hey, a confirmed cheat is a confirmed cheat with the new version of Punkbuster. If you OGC, your ass is going to get caught. So save us a hassle, save us a controversy, and don't bot. As for myself, I continue to support Tony Ray and the guys from Even Balance. I've said this from the beginning, so I'm not going to sit here and say I told you so. But their software is working, and it does continue to improve. It's just unfortunate that some people must be made examples of. But I guess in order to bang home the results, this is what's going to happen if Punkbuster catches you cheating. So if you don't believe me, feel free to go to their website, download it, install it, and give it a try. And then while you're at it, head over to the Carnage Cowboy servers and see if you can reconnect after you get kicked off there. That would probably be your best bet that OGC does work and that Punkbuster does catch it. The OGL and the STA are both in full swing. I believe we're up to week three now in the Stronger Than All League, and OGL, as you know, is the ladder format, and that's been going on for some time. Things actually really started to pick up again on the OGL after 2-6 was released, and we've been able to cover much of that action. Actually, not much of it, just actually a very little bit. Is we only cast, four or five matches a week here on TSN for Urban Tear. Mainly, we've been concentrating on the OGL. And as for the STA, the Stronger Than All League, we usually hit Sundays and Tuesdays for flags and frags. You know, if they could just move the time 1 hour either way, we could get you a doubleheader each week on Tuesday and on Sunday and bring you about 4 hours of flags coverage and 4 hours of frags coverage. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So till that time, we will be bringing you the best matches from the Stronger Than All League. Oh, with that said, if you did miss the OGL Follow the Leader action or the Follow the Leader match this week, and I know Barbecue's probably going to cringe when I say this, but Clan Pitt and Urban Ranger put on one hell of a demonstration on how to play Follow the Leader. Unfortunately, it did not work out to Clan Pitt's advantage, and Urban Ranger took advantage of it, and we'll cover that a little bit further on in the show. Not to be outdone by that match, Stronger Than All did have some competitive matches in both divisions. I do want to give a shout-out to all those clans who I have personally casted so far. Just want to say thanks for allowing TSN and those other casters affiliated with us the opportunity to bring the action to the Urban Terror community. And we will continue to support as long as you guys continue to support the mod. It's a great little exchange here, and we like how that works. And as I said here just a few minutes ago, if you've not seen the new hot release, and I suggest you get over to UrbanTerror.net, click on Map Depot. There you find Subway 2. It's now available. You can actually download that, and you will need that in order to hop on the Urban Radio server, which is 64.180.91.203. That is your Urban Radio server, and we are currently playing Subway 2. I believe we are. As server just disconnected, and you know, I think Blade Killer might be putting a patch on that. I'm not sure, but for whatever reason, oh, there we go. Never mind. I got kicked because I was botting. See, I admit it. I bought it. I'm just kidding. I don't bot. I suck too bad. I probably couldn't hit a damn thing with a bot. Anyway. Back to what I was saying. So go get Subway 2. You will need that today if you feel like playing on the Urban Radio server. As I said, all that information is available over on our website under Urban Radio. And there we go. We just got confirmation from Hornet OSX that, oh, yes, she did. Okay. This is the only server we will announce that has a patch on it, Blade Killers, the HOH Urban Radio server of this week. It is running the patch 64.180.91.203. If you have any comments, questions, complaints, bitches, whatever, feel free to send me a private message in IRC as I am currently idling in a pound Urban Tear and a pound TSN as on-air TSN Oswald. Yeah, I'm that bad mofo up at the top of the screen there. So if you like getting something off your chest, feel free to send me a private message and I will get that on the air as soon as possible. Unlike we did last week, due to the length of the show today, I won't be holding the Urban Email Contest. That will return next week. If you were here the first week of it, then you'll know that we did have a little bit of an email contest here. You guys basically send me your best email, your best rant to my email address, and in return, I pick one as a winner, read a few of them, and that winner gets a Urban Terror t-shirt courtesy of Silicon Ice Development. Yeah, you guys have it on my good authority that, yeah, I don't bot, right? But I see Pyron Rolf is exactly right. I target beer and ham only. She make that beer in Taco Bell. When we come back, I'll, again, pass on the Urban Radio server information so you can get your game on, as Jeff T. would say. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio. Right here on the edge of the eSports Revolution, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. If you're listening, get to a radio, then get your ass over to the Urban Radio server, 64.180.91.203, and come get a piece of me.
Burn, 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 burn
for our younger Urban Terror players out there who don't know who this singer is, this is Billy Idol. Can you say that with me? Billy Idol. I-D-O-L. That's Rebel Yell, back from the 80s. Can you say the 80s? Yeah, 1980, 1980s. It's Oswald back here on the TSN. You know what? I continue to receive all these private messages saying, hey, play this song, play this song, play this song. You know what? I don't take music requests anymore. All that has been handed over to the happy fatty Mungo Zen. Mungo Zen always idles in Pound Urban Terror. So if you have a song you want to hear, feel free to send him a private message and he will get that on for you next week. It's a little hard to do now since I'm already in the show and I don't take requests any longer while the show is going on.
The Intel Masters UK Premier Gaming Championships are coming to TSN on December 21st. TSN's very own Coldshot, Warwitch, Wonderdog, and Juno will cross the big pond to cover the UK's biggest gaming tournament ever for a grand prize of £25,000.
That's $39,588 for us Yanks.
So stay tuned to the Team Sportscast Network for the Intel Masters UK Championships live at the UK's home of technology,
the Science Museum in London,
starting December 21st, 2002, and only on TSN, your source for the esports revolution.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
TSN, TSN, TSN. That has got to be the stupidest thing I've ever had to do. I can't believe Pub Night made me do this. I swear, he must think he was immaculately conceived or something. There ought to be a union.
And welcome back to Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and as promised, if you have not gotten in the game yet, feel free to hop on in. We only have 12 players. We can support another 8, I believe, 20 total. This week, as I said, for the abbreviated Urban Radio show, the Urban Radio server is being sponsored by Clan HOH, administered by Blade Killer and Rabid Cow. You can connect right now, 64.180.91.203. Server is located in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's usually our home away from home here on Urban Radio. If I have not gotten any emails the week leading up to the show of community servers that would like to host Urban Radio. And oh my God, it's 27. What is he actually doing up this time of day? What's up, 27? For those who don't know, 27 is our god coder. Or make that good coder. I guess he's a god, too, because he codes, right? Anyway, feel free to hop on the Urban Radio server. Today we are playing three maps, Subway 2, Twin Lakes 2, and Rommel by Barbecue. It is CTF. Just a fair warning, pings will probably be pretty high. I'm guessing in the 200 range, 150, 200 range is, as we try to, get as many people on there to have as much fun as we can. We'll stop in later during the show to cover all the Urban Terror action. Before we really get going here, yeah, I know, I'm 30 minutes in and I haven't done a damn thing yet. Please remind me of that one more time. I do need to give out some props to those who continue to support and make the show happen each week. First, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Forgive me the time and the server to cast Urban Radio along with my other shoutcasting duties covering all the Urban Terror action. Along with a Jeff T. Whispers, now with Vancilli. Yeah, that's right. Vancilli is now a TSN member. And on occasions, you will also hear Tapper. If you have to ask who Tapper is, then you shouldn't be playing Quake. If you're in a game such as Quake 3, Mech Warrior 4, Return of Castle Wolfenstein, Tribes 2, Soldier of Fortune 2, or Urban Terror, then TSN is for you. I have a ton of talented shoutcasters. Names such as Neuromancer, Sabo, Warwitch, DJ Wheat, Coldshot, Vox, Justice, Wonderdog, Bridger, and the list goes on and on and on. TSN covers all the games you love to play. So get in the game right here on TSN.
The United States government presents TSN.
Hostage down. What the fuck? We're elite. All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
This ain't your grandma's station.
Still let me get love.
This is also not your little sister's station.
This is your station.
Inside, support fire coming in. They launched support fire up there. Grenade, nice.
Rush up the spiral. Here they come. Uh-oh. Trouble balls. Mel and Siv in position to really kick some TK ass.
And, oh, Daler shooting him with a nice rocket as he comes out of the teleporter. 53 seconds left in this match. I don't know. It's going to be tough for him to finish it off.
Your source for the eSports revolution. This is the Team Sportscast Network.
Gotta love Warwick. Uh-oh, here they come. He always gets into it. It's awesome to watch him shoutcast. He's really got things going on. I wish I could be like him. We also want to say thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting. Also want to thank Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for mirroring all the previously recorded Urban Radio shows. His web service is second to none. So if you're looking for inexpensive and reliable hosting, then I suggest you talk to Zach or check out ZDWebHosting.com. And finally, props to Tommy and Andrew over at GeekWares for providing all the Urban Terror vaporware. This is the new line of Urban Terror merchandise. It's currently on sale at GeekWares, starting at $15, I believe, for a Urban Terror t-shirt. So buy a t-shirt and show your support for Urban Terror, as we do get, I believe, a small percentage of the profits, which means we can give you more free shirts, right? You like how that works? Going to check out what's cold in the icebox, and when I return, we'll take a look back at Beta 2.6 and see what it has to offer. Make that the beta patch, my bad. Coming up right here on Urban Radio on TSN. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, and you've tuned in at the right time, I do want to give one quick shout-out to Straight Jacket, who I see hanging out there on the red team on the Urban Radio server. Props to him and his clan Giga, G-I-G-A. They will be taking on Clan Pit tonight. Little team open action, I believe. Anyway, on with the show. You know, I don't know if this classifies as a rant or not, but we'll see what happens, I guess. You know, when somebody provides a service or software like we do to a group of people, there's always going to be those in a community like the Urban Terror community that will continue to get criticized, and we're no different. Many do like to offer positive or critical feedback, which is cool. We can handle that. Others just don't get it, and they continue to talk trash and, you know, trash the team or trash the software or, you know, make stupid comments like, oh, I can do it better, or, you know, if I was on the QA team, I could have got that bug. You know, real stupid things like that. Of course, you know, if you do stuff like that, you know what? Your complaint, your issue, your problem, it's not going to get noticed by us. So just a little fair warning there is we continue to see some people on our forums who they just still don't get it after almost 3 years. They just do not understand. But as we mentioned, we are aware of some of the problems that continue to plague 2.6. Yes, it was tested. It was tested probably more than any other beta version we have released, believe it or not. I'm sure many of you will say, yeah, sure, Oz, it was tested my ass. Well, it was tested. If you don't believe me, I guess that's your fault. But it was tested. We have an entire team, two teams, that got to have close to 60 people who played the thing, and you know, really, we had absolutely no issues except for a few minor things that we had deferred till a later date. Anyway, as we mentioned, we are aware of the problems, and we continue to work on them. Some of those are server-side issues, as we have said. Density and 27 continue to work on those server-side issues. On those problems, they seem to be falling by the wayside now. As I reported on UrbanTerror.net earlier this week, we have resolved the voting. So now, when you vote and the vote comes out in favor of no, the vote won't pass. That's been corrected. The true.wave, that's been fixed. Again, another minor issue. For the server admins who've seen it, the bad gent server error has been removed. And as Density told me, he's also pinpointed the null int think bug. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just shake your head and say, great, that's good to know. That means the server won't crash, right? Exactly. Currently, Density is tracing the issue, which resides in the team code, we believe, more specifically, in the new team survivor code, somewhere in the spawn code. So he's working backwards. He's running a few tests, implementing a few things that we can test on servers in order to actually pinpoint that problem and resolve that issue. And after that, server issues should be resolved, and we should be pretty much good to go with that patch. Along with those issues, we also have some fixes that we assume are, and I put this in quotations, minor annoyances, along with the tweaking of the spas. And yes, we knew it would happen. I mean, do you really think we were going to leave the spas as is in the game? Not really. And no, just to bring some of you up to date, no, we are not going to move it to the primary weapon screen right now. That is not an option. It never was. I probably sorted through some 200 posts on the forums about that. Well, just move it. No, it's not going to be moved. I guess people don't like the fact that snipers can carry an SR-8 or a PSG-1, usually the SR-8, and carry a nice fat boomstick in their back pocket and blow the snot out of everybody when they come around a corner. What's with the invalid CDK message I receive? Well, it means that you probably did not buy Quake 3 Arena, and I suggest, Psychedelic, you go out and buy it. If you had, then just ignore what I said. And go to the evenbalance.com forums and find your answer there. Hopefully he's not listening or I'm owned. And also the last issue that we need to address, the high explosive grenades, those will also see a tweak of some sort. Here comes another one. I get the client unknown authorization. Yeah, it has to deal with the master server. I posted this in the forums. Go read the forums or go to the evenbalance.com forums. Blah, blah, blah. See what I mean? Same stuff like this. Day in, day out. Yeah, I sound a little bitter, don't I? I know I do. It's because our company's on the verge of bankruptcy, so I'm a little bitter right now, a little tense. You know how that happens? You just want to get in there with, like, an assault rifle and just go postal on everybody. Anyways, back to the show. We are aware that gamers do want a fix quickly, but we also want to get it done correctly. I mean, how many times have we said that, hey, great, we have a new patch coming out, and then you get somebody saying, well, yeah, but when's the patch for that patch going to come out? Well, you know, that's why we want to do it correctly and get it right, so we don't have to sit here for another 3 or 4 weeks trying to get another patch for that patch. That's your patch 2.6. Get the drift? So, yeah, I see Mad Onion saying, yeah, he just talked about you. Well, just wait 30 seconds, Mad. I talked about you then, too. Ha ha. Oh, this is so much fun. Too bad there's such a delay. Anyway, back to the show. There are some issues that, actually, before I say that, I do want to say that the mod is quite playable. We've seen it so far in, about a month of casting now, maybe 3.5 weeks. Yeah, maybe 4 weeks of casting. There's not been one server that has crashed yet during a match. So that's saying something. So while it seems to be a large problem, I don't think it really is. Yes, we have identified and we will make known that there are issues and that we are working on them, but I don't think the issue is as widespread as people are making it out to be. And this also goes over to some of the things that Denton and I were talking about one night. But some of these problems we believe stem from configs, from the player configs, or the auto exec, or maybe if you don't use any of those, from your Q3 config. I got two of them with me right now, actually, in my email, on my game machine. Ooh, now the lag's bad on her server. Whoa, 600 pings, 500 pings. Anyways, I got a couple configs here from a couple of community gamers. And with their config, I can reproduce the black screen bug on demand. I mean, I drop in, and guess what? Boom, black screen. Take his config out, drop mine in there. You know what? No problems. No black screen. No connection issues. My radio works. So we're still looking into it. If you think you have an issue with your config and you continue to get some of those problems that that I just spoke about, then you know what? You might want to send me your config at OswaldUrbanTerror.net, and we can start to take a look at some of these and see what the common denominator is. Just like we did with the in-game browser. I mean, we got some even now telling us it doesn't work, but all it was one variable had to be changed from a 0 to a 1 in the config, and guess what? It works. So hopefully the fix is this simple for something like the black screen, because it does sort of suck when the round begins. You have a black screen, and all of a sudden, you got to do a vid restart. So that's something else we're looking into right now as well. Right now, I have not been given any sort of a release date by the coders yet. Yeah, I know, you can let the bitching begin any time about that, but we need to knock out these server issues first before you even consider giving out a release date. Much of the client-side stuff is very simple. For example, on a weapon tweak, it could be changing of a decimal number in terms of strength or knockback or something like that for the weapon. And yeah, I know the radio's skipping. My apologies. Seeing as we're having all sorts of issues here, you know what? I think I'm going to step away and see if I can try to resolve some of this stuff. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Yeah. Little rush right there for your Friday afternoon. Quickly ending. Thank you, Mungo Zen, for that. Can never get enough rush right here on Urban Radio. Can we? No, you can't. Because you're my favorite band, so guess what? We're going to listen to it.
Would you like your files served to you at mock speeds? File Shack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file collection. All File Shack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth at a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy Network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files back.
And we are back. I am Oswald, and going to check out some of the Klan action we've seen here recently. As I said, we've been able to cover some more matches here on TSN. We do have the talent to handle it. As I said, we have basically four dedicated, myself, Jeff T, Whispers, Van Silly, and on occasion, Tapper will hop in and cast an OGL match. So there are five very experienced Urban Terror players there who know the mod, know the maps, and know how the action flows. So far, many of the matches we have brought you have been very competitive and quite action-packed. I can sit here and recall a few of them, such as the Lick Pie match recently. Costas is a seriously a madman out there, strafe jumping and going for that flag. My God, him and Calvin. And then you got the Urban Ranger knocking off Clan Pit. That was pretty impressive, and I think we're just going to talk about that here coming up. But before we do, hopefully you were able to catch the first of our doubleheader coverage on Wednesday as we went over to the OGL CTF League, the Capture the Flag League. A little action here with the Desert Rats defeating the Carnage Cowboys on Proving Grounds 2-0. And then we went over to Paradise where we saw the Desert Rats put the Smackdown down 4-0 on them. So CC and Carnage Cowboys just did not really have it on that night. Second match, as I said, was from the Follow the Leader ladder. It was the first time we had actually cast Follow the Leader. And as I said, it was a battle for the number one rung, and it was probably the most action-packed match we have covered to date. Clan Pit was actually upset by the challenger, Urban Ranger. If you've never even heard or never seen FTL covered, then I suggest you head over to the download section on tsncentral.com. Click on Urban Terror and click on OGL, and you can download this MP3. It was it's a pretty amazing match, as I said. Clan Pit basically came out, and they dominated the first round. It was 38-7 once it was all over. And, you know, from what I knew of the Pit guys, I figured, you know what, 38-7, this is over. There's no way Urban Ranger is going to come back. Well, second round came. Actually, the first round was on Casa, and I guess that's their map when it comes to gaming, be it team open action or FTL action. But second round came, and a little tighter. The lead went back and forth. I don't think it ever varied more than about 5 or 7 points. And if you've never heard of the scoring, then 5 or 7 points, unlike 5 or 7 caps in CTF, is not many points. You can basically make up 5 points with one cap of the flag. Like I said, it varied 5 to 7 points, maybe 10 at one time between the two teams. But it came down to the last round, and it decided the outcome. There was a, I believe, Urban Ranger got a 3-point cap as they were able to kill off Clan Pit with their leader remaining. That gave them 3 points, and that gave them the victory, 26-24. Just amazing work. Just, I mean, it was so close. It was so exciting to watch, and hopefully it sounded just as good when we shoutcast it. But as I said, Urban Ranger did upset Clan Pit to take over the number one ranking. So that, after two rounds, that basically tied it. And then the third round, well, third round was much like the first round. Unfortunately, it was in favor of Urban Ranger as they walked all over Pit, 47-9. That's got to hurt. So Urban Ranger came to play that night. They did take down Clan Pit, and they now hold the number one ranking, as I said. With that score, Urban Ranger will look to take on another challenger this week. I believe it's going to be the number three clan, the Desert Rats, taking on Urban Ranger for the number one slot. And rest assured, once they hook that up, we will be covering all that action for you right here on TSN. Over in the Team Open division, there's a few upcoming matches. I think I have about seven of them on my sheet here that I would like to cast. One of the ones that we'll probably see here very shortly is Easy Company being challenged by Clan Dagus. Desert Rats being challenged by Lost Souls and Clan Boss and TNT Misfits were scheduled for yesterday, but due to Thanksgiving here in the States, we actually had that rescheduled. So not sure when we'll see that up again, but I have been told by Whispers that we will have that match coming up soon. Aside from that, I really haven't paid too much to clans that are outside the top 20 when it comes to 2v2 action. I know there's quite a few matches, quite a few teams. God, there's about 50 teams. I know that may not sound like a lot for some leagues or ladders, but we find it kind of cool that there's that many people who want to play on the 2v2 ladder. So hopefully we'll be able to bring some of those lower-ranked matches, as I do want to give a quick shout-out to the CIC guys, the Commander-in-Chiefs. Nixon is one of the guys who will be playing against Legacy UT tonight. Who else do we have tonight? Maybe that's tomorrow night, whenever the 30th is. Is that tonight? No, that's tomorrow. And also the BOD clan taking on Fucus for rung number 49. So, see, like, I mean, lower-rung teams, but you know what? Shoutcasting is shoutcasting, and no reason why lower-rung clans could not put on the same sort of display of skills and have a good time like clans up near the top, right? At least that's how I see it. In the 2v2 division, we did see ICBM defeat Men in Black. EMS Beta defeated the Booze, and Fucus defeated Renegades of Resistance, or RR. And as I said, there are some upcoming matches, including the number one clan Triad, the Mercenaries, being challenged by the number two team, Insane Easy Company. And again, a number one match, and we will be able to bring you that right here on TSN. Going to step away, check out the Urban Radio server, and when we come back, we'll run down some action from the Stronger Than All League clan base, and check out action on the Urban Radio server. All that and more coming up on TSN.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
We are live
24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
all over the world.
Except in Canada, because they live in igloos.
And everybody knows that. TSN.
And if you don't know that, you know it now. All you Canucks live in igloos. It's Oswald back on Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Running down the action from the Stronger Than All Urban Terror League. We were able to bring you some coverage earlier this week. Clan Lick taking on Pain Incorporated here on TSN as we saw Clan Pie, the Pain Incorporated guys, win a very action-packed match 10-7 on UT Abbey. Other notable scores from Week 2, Clan Rogue defeated DNA 21-19. CUDA remains unbeaten all over Sex 72-2. And Clan Fear defeated Silent Strike 24-16 to remain unbeaten as well. Currently, there are 10 unbeaten teams as we enter Week 3 Flags action in the West. Actually, between the West and the East Division. And they include, as I said, Clan Pie, CUDA, Fear, ICU, 223, and SAB, the Shaven Ape Brigade. They're all undefeated. And over in the East Division, we have Silicon Soldiers, Unified, Enigma, and Rogue are all looking to remain perfect this week. Some of those matches that are coming up in the Flags Division, it's going to be interesting as I'm looking over looking over some of the predictions here by Fuel over on challenges.us.com. He's basically picking Unified over Rogue. I don't know how big of a surprise that is. 2-0, but I figure the Rogue guys will hold their own, if not come up with the upset of the week, as I do know they're probably a bit stronger in CTF than Unified. Who else do we want to comment on here? Urban Ranger? Urban Ranger, I figure they won't have any trouble with Clan AI, Altsoba, Imala. After watching them in Follow the Leader action, they seem to have what it takes. I think CUDA will also get it done over in the West Division against the 101st. It's going to be 2-0. It's going to be easy for them. That'll be 3-0 record for those guys. Clan Bob's had a tough going here. They have excellent defense when it comes to CTF, but just haven't really been able to put things together too much on the offensive end. So hopefully they win. I think Bob will beat EMS 2-1 since they only play 3 rounds. Clan Lick and Silent Strike coming up. No comment on that one. One that I think we will probably end up casting is going to be Pain Incorporated versus ICU. This will probably be the most challenging match of the week, the most action-packed match of the week, at least we're hoping so, and you will be able to hear that right here on a TSN. And haven't casted ICU yet. I know they have been around for quite a while. A lot of skilled gamers over there, but Pain Incorporated, well, we've covered Pain a couple of times. Good gamers, and we'll see what happens in that match. And we see Sex and Boss playing. Hopefully Boss can rebound from a disappointing match last week. And SAB and Fear, again, 2-1 beatings going at it, and it's a pick'em. In my opinion, it's a pick'em. But good luck to both of those teams. Over in the Frags division, there seems to be a bit of controversy that swirls around the Fear Unified match and the, the Fear Lethal Alliance. Two different Fears here, F-E-A-R and P-H-E-A-R. As both matches, last I checked, were currently under dispute. I don't feel it's in my position to go into any details about those. Hopefully the clans and the admins involved can come to some resolution here surrounding the issues in a timely fashion, and we can continue on with the Stronger Than All League. In a match you heard here on TSN, Black Ops Squadron, as I said, cannot get out of the way fast enough of the SR8s from Clan Rogue, and were actually defeated last week on Docks 27-2. And when Rogue hit, believe me, they hit hard, and they hit fast, and they hit in bunches. I believe Clan Boss got the best of it. They started out well. They capped the flag twice. They won the first round twice, and then after that, Rogue rattled off probably 3 or 4 victories in a row both times. And really sucked to Clan Black Ops Squadron. We can. I'm looking for it here. Give me 1 second. It must not be up. There are some week three predictions by Carty, who is one of the admins for the Stay League. One match that he won't comment on that I will, Dagus and Silent Strike, SS, Clan SS. Dagus, I believe, has had a little bit tough going as of late, and maybe it's because Sweet Nuts hasn't been playing. I don't know, but I do see Dagus coming out on top, taking down SS. Another match that we will try to cover here for you, unless there is something better, and we're not sure yet. We have not made our decision on what frags match we're going to cast yet, but we have Infinity taking on ICU. It's probably going to be one of the better matches of the weeks. I guess I'll know more after I see ICU play Sunday in the Frags League. And over in the Eastern Division, we'll have Knox taking on Rogue. And again, another tough match. I rank that one right up there with Infinity and ICU with I believe, Rogue coming out on top 2-1 in that match. Some of the other ones, Pitt taking on Fear. It looks like Cardi's taking Fear over Pitt. SJK and HR are two undefeated teams. Maybe not your perennial number ones or your top of the rung teams, but they are both 2-0, and something's going to have to give this weekend as they match up with each other. So that's just some of the action we have in the Stronger Than All League. As I said, currently there are six teams that enter Week 3 at 2-0, and that leads to some of the quality matchups that we will see played on Village this coming week. As I said, SJK and HR will be a battle of unbeatens. And over in the West, we also have DSP and Fear, P-H-E-A-R. They'll go at it. And those are just some of the matches that we hopefully will pick up and cover for you right here on a TSN. So you can tune into us all week long as we try to cover Urban Terror action three or four nights a week. So watch the forums or watch the website for all that information. And this next song is Sir Hedgehog, and it goes out to N.I. Honor. His name's Steve Oliver, who's currently the drummer for this band. Sir Hedgehog, I do want to thank A Knight of Knee for that information. And here's a song. It's called King of Thieves right here on TSN. We'll be right back.
King of Thieves.
It's Oswald back here on the TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I do want to say thanks one more time to Knight of Knee for that song. Very cool song, King of Thieves by Sir Hedgehog. One final note on leagues before I move on here and start to wrap things up. Clan Base, thanks to Spawn and Lord, Clan Base action has begun. 64 teams are battling for the Fall 2002 Urban and Terra Cup with the returning champions from the Spring 2002 Cup, IQS, that's International Quake Squad, and a Clan Base final you heard right here on TSN. In the opening match, the Paranoid Killers, Clan P from Portugal, defeated the German clan Zul Yavol, score of 22-16 on Turnpike and Casa. And it looks like we also have some early matches coming up featuring the League of Gentlemen clan, TLOG taking on the Majesty, and FNS taking on the Mentally Challenged Drunks, or MCD. Lastly, before we say goodnight and give myself about 30 minutes before the pregame of the match we're going to call here, I do want to touch on cheating. Any of us... I think any of us would be blind if we say cheating is not amongst us in the Urban Terror community or even on a wider scale in the Quake 3 community. We are aware that there is the OGC bot out there. It's alive and kicking. And before Punkbuster, there was really not much anyone could do about it. It was basically left up to the development team, Silicon Ice, to figure out how to combat what these OGC hacks did. Thankfully, that burden now falls on the crew at Even Balance. I want to give a quick shout-out to those guys for working their asses off, even if some people in our community do not give them the credit for it. As I said, while many in the Urban Terror community seem to have more negative comments than positive things to say about Tony Ray and the gang at Punkbuster, a few gamers were made an example of this past week, including one gamer caught in a clan match, which is, I don't know, maybe a bit unfortunate or a bit stupid, you tell me. I don't know. It is unfortunate that individual gamers or clans will have to be made an example of, but I guess it is necessary in order to get the point across. If you cheat, you will be caught. So, admins, if you see the violation, game hook number 120033, then you know Punkbuster has just caught a cheat actively using OGC while in-game. This is a positive detection with almost no possibility of a false detection. Has caught a bunch of people cheating. Server admins should consider these candidates for banning or whatever disciplinary policy is. So says Tapper over at the OGL, and I know he won't go easy on anybody who cheats over the Carnage Cowboys server. You cheat, you're gone. There's no coming back. So hopefully gamers will reconsider if they decide to go over to the dark side and cheat. As for clans and leagues, each have their own policy, so we'll most likely see how they're going to be handled. But this ruins not only the credibility of the clan or the gamer, but it also puts you sort of in a bit of a precarious position here. As I continue to say, and I will always say, once a cheater, always a cheater. So you have your chance. You decided to cheat, so don't bullshit me, your friends, your clan, or an admin when they present you with the proof positive that you have cheated. That's about all I'm going to say on that. So got... a few last-minute notes here before we turn things over to DJ Wheat, who's going to have challenges CPMA one-on-one semifinal action featuring 0-4 and Rat on server one on the top of the hour. Going to step away, pay one bill, and we'll be right back with the last few shout-outs, and we're done for the night. Right here, Oswald on TSN.
TSN. Comprehensive online radio for all your gaming needs.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. Holy Hannibal Lecter, Wonderdog, that flag was returned right on the stand, feet away from a cap for $51.50.
Holy Hannibal Lecter, am I supposed to say, quick alchemist, to the Wondermobile? Like, what am I doing with that?
There is a bit of unfortunate news that we have to bring to the Urban Terror community, and if you've been around any this week, then I'm sure you're aware of it, but it was made known that Vampirella the Bitch, some of you may know her from Clan FSK 405, passed away the day of October 26th, 2002 in an automobile accident, I believe down here in Southern California. The news was passed on to the community by her brother. And while not the closest of people, we have put up a few posts, and thanks to Vampiris over at utzterrorist.net, she's made a memorial website for Caitlin. That was her name, Caitlin Bourne, a.k.a. Vampirella, FSK405V, if any of you ever saw her on the servers. But if you feel like hopping over to this website and dropping a comment or two on there, please feel free, and please pass on what you knew, or even just some words, so her brother can take this back to the family, and they can get on with things. But I'm going to go over there after the show, as I have not actually done anything yet. I have not posted on any of those sites, but Vampiris did an excellent job on the site, and as I said, just go over there and add a quick comment if you feel like you should. But as I said, it is a tragedy. It's unfortunate that we have to see anybody in our community suffer something such as this. So, we wish her brother and family the best, but she will be missed in our community. Time for a few shout-outs here. First one from Knight of Knee. He says, NI Mad Harvester says, does not have internet at the moment due to me moving and new internet being set up. However, he is wanting a list of people who are interested in beta testing his upcoming map, UT Grand Park. When we launch the survey, he says he will be back online in about a week or less. His map supposedly has great potential. Knight of Nisa, he has played it, and it's based on the Grand Boulevard at North Vancouver, BC, Columbia. So if you know where that is, then maybe you should contact Knight of Knee, and you can get in on the pre-release and the preview of UT Grand Park. Mad Onion would like me to say hi to the UT community. So there you go. There you go. There's your hi to the UT community. Druid X would also like me to pass on props to his clan HR, the Hell Rangers, as he says they are bound to kick some ass sooner or later. And let me see here. I'm running through the private messages. New Legend from Clan ICBM says, shout out to Barbecue for lava and a fun time. What else do we have here? That's about it on the shout outs. Didn't get many this week. As I said, abbreviated show. I'm going to step away here just for a quick second. And when we come back, I'm going to wrap things up and hand it off over to DJ Wheat. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
You're listening to TSN.
You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
And it is Oswald back with here on TSN. As I said, we do have to make an abbreviated show this week just a bit, as we have to make way for DJ Wheat coming up next right here on Server One. He is going to be following. He's going to be covering the challenges, CPMA 1v1 semifinal action right here on TSN featuring 04 taking on Rat. All that action is going to start in just about 8 minutes right here on TSN. As as I can't get my song queued up, ain't that a bitch? Damn. You guys all know that song too. I know you do. Anyways, that's what's coming up next here on TSN. I'm going to get out of here and hand the server over to DJ Wheat, as he's going to take you into the nighttime. Remember, coming up about, 30 minutes from now, is going to be coverage of little OGL CTF, Capture the Flag action. It's the battle for the number one rung, featuring the wild cards being challenged by Pain Incorporated. That is going to be over on Server 2, so hopefully you'll tune into that here in just about 15 or 20 minutes. For TSN, for Silicon Ice, I am Oswald, and we will see you next week.
Oh, it's over? All right, well,
I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.
Your source for the esports revolution.